It's Gruber Time on the Michigan Talk Network.
So Roseanne's not gone, not completely yet, and she's not going to go quietly, apparently, talking about suing ABC and tweeting out that Michelle Obama may have consulted with the head of the network, Channing Dungey, before Dungey pulled the plug on the Roseanne reboot, the number one rated program on ABC, first time in a quarter of a century they had the number one show, and boom, it's gone. Andrew Lauder here, founder and CEO of Lauder Company. Andrew, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
So what's going on here with Roseanne? First of all, did ABC have any other choice, really? Is it a double standard? It depends on who you listen to. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it really depends. But really what it comes down to is I think ABC acted appropriately in trying to protect their core values and their family-friendly branding. I think Roseanne had been given a pretty lengthy leash. Over time, she'd said some repugnant things in the past that I think would turn a blind eye. But now it just went too far.
So is Keith Olbermann?
Depends on, yeah.
Let me ask you this: is Keith Olbermann family friendly? Hired by Disney, the same company, last Friday, and Donald Trump is effing crazy. No, it's not a joke. His new book, F bombs, littered across social media everywhere. His bizarre tirades and strange behavior. I mean, the guy is certifiably nuts. Is he family-friendly for ESPN?
No, that's a good point. I think each situation is seen differently. And I'm sure, when you consider the fact that, yes, it was a number one show, this wasn't a very easy decision for Disney. But I think what they ended up needing to do is really looking at that brand and say enough is enough. And we may come to find that this is a new direction as a whole for Disney as a company, where they're just not going to be standing for this.
Well, they are going to be standing for this. They hired Keith Olbermann. They let Joy Reid on the air. They have all these other clowns that are on their networks that say all sorts of outrageous things. I mean, Joy Reid was out there pontificating about 9/11 was an inside job and promoting a conspiracy theory movie just a few years ago. I mean, same woman that was, doing on and on about the LGBT, hate speech, if you will, by today's standards. And that's all apparently perfectly fine. My point is, I think that ABC had the right to fire Roseanne for what they thought was across the line. But the fact of the matter, it's not equally applied, is it? I mean, there's not an equal standard of if you put your foot across the line. And the other thing is, Roseanne apologized. In America, I believe you have the right to make an apology for a misplaced comment. She has a long history of saying crazy things and talking about split personalities and so forth, but truly, is the standard, whatever it is, applied equally, Andrew?
No, I don't believe it is. And in fact, you'd have to argue that each situation does get looked at differently, and they weigh different factors in their determinations. But no, I think everybody's in a different situation. Look at, I'm not all that familiar with the Keith Olbermann certain situation or some of these others that you're laying out, but in business, I think every business has the right to protect their brand, to take the right steps to do so. Some people may be going down a different path. They may be a bit more remorseful in their past, so a bit more genuine in what they're in their actions. And so I don't know. There may be some personal things going on there, also between Roseanne and potentially the Disney leadership team that we're just not made aware of. And so there's just a lot of factors that get weighed into this.
Well, I wonder, the factors, was Michelle Obama a factor? That's the real question today, because there are several rumors swirling that Michelle Obama was on the phone for a long time with the president of ABC Entertainment before the termination was issued. And Michelle Obama said nothing short of termination will be good enough. Your thoughts?
Well, I think she has the right to say that. I think there's a lot of people raising eyebrows at that. I think that there's certainly reason to speculate as to that kind of conversation. But without knowing really what happened in that room, I can't speak to it.
Let me put it this way. Is free speech safe in America or not? I mean, is everything that... Are we going to become Britain where, somebody can call and complain about me on the radio and get me thrown off? Are we headed to that? Because it seems to me that we apply different standards to every situation, as you've acknowledged. Liberals don't get treated in the same vein as conservatives do. And ABC, it's not that they hate Roseanne, it's that ABC and the entertainment industry hate her viewers. They hate Trump supporters. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line, isn't it? They despise anybody that supported Donald Trump because they're, you know, they're Nazi sympathizers, they're misogynists, they're racist, and the list goes on and on. All the nonsense said about people that supported Trump, including Roseanne and others. And you've got to believe that everything's political in this day and age, and part of it lies back in that. Am I right or wrong?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. I mean, it's obvious in what's going on here. I think we are getting a little bit sensitive to, you know, a lot of the things that are being said. Our First Amendment rights are there for a reason. However, I think we all just need to, you know, take a step back and try to be a little bit smart about what we're doing. I'd say if Roseanne had maybe taken some time before sending out those tweets, you know, her cast and crew would still have a job right now.
Yeah, they still would, but not the way it is today. I don't know where we go from here. Is it going to change? Is it going to get any better? I doubt it. You know, I don't think there's going to be an improvement in the way that networks view those on the conservative side and those on the liberal side. Of course, most networks don't have anybody on the conservative side. It's an unfamiliar territory for them. At any rate, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, and you know, Steve, I think what it really boils down to is I think a lot of people are opening their eyes to a lot of things right now. We've got the Me Too movement. We've got Roseanne's comments. We've got a lot of stuff happening right now. And so the country's in uncharted territory. I think we're just going to be learning as we go, and hopefully we'll start seeing some better behaviors as a whole.
Well, yeah, we'll see what happens, Andrew, but I'm going to guess that those on the left, like Olbermann, will continue to be able to spew venom, and those on the right will be able to say just about nothing. At any rate, Andrew, greatly appreciate it. Thank you for stopping in.
You bet. Thank you.
Yeah, but Andrew Lauder here on the program. It's a double standard. Just no two ways about it. It's a double standard. This part of the program brought to you by Fresh Start Tax Solutions, your Michigan-based professionals, not some phone number in New York or Los Angeles, but right here in Michigan. That's where the phone rings when you're calling Chris McClatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. So if you owe money to the IRS, need to file your taxes, don't want penalties, don't want interest, and don't want to go it alone, Chris McClatcher, Fresh Start Tax Solutions, the place to go. Just put in your area code and then tax.com to log on. 989-TAX.com, 269-TAX.com, 517-TAX.com, anywhere. Marquette to Monroe and all points in between for Fresh Start Tax Solutions.